And now I want to take a look at health care. Of course, Republicans have been very critical of Obamacare, but a recent study found that for the very poor, health is about more than insurance coverage. Researchers at Virginia Commonwealth University and the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation found that in some parts of Cleveland, people living 12 years less on average than people living in more affluent areas less than 10 miles away. How can that be? Cleveland is home to one of the most heralded health centers in the world, the Cleveland Clinic. Well, sometimes health is knowledge.
Sí, estoy llamando de Neighborhood Family Practice porque tienes.
We're at the nonprofit Neighborhood Family Practice in the Stockyards part of Cleveland, once home to one of the largest meatpacking companies, now a neighborhood that's struggling. Patient Molly Heilman signs in.
Molly, what is your phone number?
216-862.
Molly's been coming here since 1983, as you'll hear, giving feedback to the clinic about what her neighborhood needs and learning how to manage breathing issues and type 1 diabetes, because this clinic is also an education center. While Molly waited in the lobby, I asked about her new prosthetic. She lost her leg to an infection a few years ago.
It was because of a staph infection that went to the bone. We tried for 2 years to save it. Finally, I had to take it off.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I'm doing good.
Yeah, you seem to be. Well, and, you know, we're here because there's a study that shows that in different parts of Cleveland, people seem to have different life expectancies. Do you have a sense of that? Do you have any opinion on that?
Well, you know, fresh food, is, especially if you're low income, is hard to come by. We need more places to exercise, like for the elderly, as well as people with, like, my problem. Yeah. There's really no place, really, for an amputee to exercise.
Yeah.
They have no equipment, you know.
Clubs and things?
No.
Yeah. Or sidewalks. I mean, some neighborhoods don't have safe sidewalks.
Well, we have new sidewalks because of the Republican Convention, really. They redone Denison Avenue.
Well, and that's a good thing, though.
Right.
Because some people forget how important sidewalks can become.
Yeah, before there was, like, some of the sidewalks were, like, cracked. And right in front of my house, I have no place. Like, if I have to use a wheelchair, I have to go down the street to be able to cross in a wheelchair.
We'll talk about the Neighborhood Family Practice. What else happens for you here?
Well, here, the doctors will listen to you. They have classes. We just came to a grocery store 101. Where they took you to Dave's grocery store, which is next door. We learned what fresh foods are better than the frozen or the canned, like the greens. We learned that the darker the greens, the better it is for you.
More nutritious.
More nutritious, right. They also, they talked about the meats. The darker the red and the beef, the better the beef is, the less fat.
And these are things you learn here.
Learn here, right. They have cooking classes to teach you how to cook the right way.
Which
one? Well, with the diabetic classes, I went to, like, quite a few of them. A lot of people, they want to use lard. Olive oil, canola oil is best, but it's best if you grill it or if you bake it. Fried foods, you know, everybody has to have some. Everybody cheats. But basically, I grill my foods or I bake it.
So there you have it, a shining example of what the lifespan study found. The difference in lifespans is primarily because of things like lack of fresh food, exercise, and knowledge about healthy choices, things that can be taught to eager students like Molly. The clinic also makes arrangements with neighborhoods that have gyms so young people can exercise safely. They give out vouchers, what they call produce prescriptions, that people can trade in at farmers markets. We made our way, Molly using a cane, to see Dr. Heidi Gullett. She's also an assistant professor at Case Western Reserve University School of Medicine. She says she sees the study's findings about food and exercise and lifespans at the clinic.
I think the other important piece is healthy and safe housing, finding ways for people to live in housing that is safe, that is lead-free, that is not causing worsening asthma or worsening COPD or chronic breathing problems.
Molly, do I understand we talked about the diabetes, but do you have asthma?
Yes, I have bronchial asthma.
Yeah.
I grew up in West Virginia. We burnt coal. So I've had it ever since I was a little kid.
Yeah.
I have mild COPD, and that's what caused it, was the smoke from the coal.
Yeah. You know, in the study of the Cleveland neighborhoods, you know, when once they drew the lines around these neighborhoods that, you know, they had the shorter lifespans, they found that they correlated with the redlining of the 50s and 60s, the lines that were driven around neighborhoods that didn't get mortgages, that didn't get loans. Do you think this is maybe even a result of generations of not you're nodding your head?
Absolutely. So I actually just talked with our first-year medical students yesterday about that study and about how it impacts health outcomes from infant mortality to life expectancy to cancer incidence and mortality, meaning the people that get it and the people who die from it. We see that these are disproportionately linked back to the same neighborhoods who were affected by redlining many decades ago. That is something that really is important context for our community to understand, because structural racism is what that is, and we've got to change that. And we're really trying to work on what we call place-based strategies, meaning we want to focus on listening to the people in neighborhoods, what matters to them, what they need to be healthy, what their families need to be healthy.
What are some things they tell you?
Well, we have a lot of people who are worried about safety in their neighborhoods, a lot of people worried about healthy food in their neighborhoods.
Things we've been talking about.
And I have colleagues, also part of this movement locally, who are working on getting healthy food in corner stores, because that's one thing that people are saying. They want, and they also want primary care, high-quality primary care in their neighborhood. They want a family clinician who can see their family, who can be with them, and who also understands that we are partnered in this care in your neighborhood, and we are part of this neighborhood.
Molly, and I'm struck by, we're sitting here talking about your neighborhood and how there's a deficit, you know, that there's such a deficit that the lifespan is shorter. How do you feel about that?
Well, you know, I know that we need help. Where I live now, behind my house is a park that used to be a chemical land dump. We didn't know it. So we bought the property 3 years before we paid it off. We found out they're coming in, the EPA is coming in to clean it up. Done tests in our backyard. It was really high, the chemicals in our backyard. Last year, in February, my sister ended up with cancer. What caused it is the same thing that was in the soil.
Chemicals.
Right. So, you know, I asked when the doctor come in and told me, I said, is it genetic or environmental? He goes, why? So I told him. I said, I have a copy of the map right here showing everything. He had the people come in, do the test. It was environmentally caused. But thank God she's cancer-free. But she wasn't the only one in the neighborhood. We have lost like 30 people in that neighborhood. We had a garden. It was like really high, a couple of the chemicals.
So you were eating the food from the soil.
Right. We were eating the food from the soil. We didn't know.
Has there been any recourse for you, any legal recourse? Or?
No. No, they, you know, you can't get the neighbor. They're afraid. The people that has family members that's passed away from cancer, they're afraid to fight.
I mean, this is what you're talking about. Doctor, it's an unhealthy neighborhood, kind of an extreme example of it, but.
Well, I think it's important for us to understand what is in neighborhoods that is causing people to be unhealthy. That's both the built environment, but then also what could possibly be in the ground. We're talking about these data that perhaps shed some light on our city that maybe isn't what we would want people to be seeing. We're very proud of our community. This is our home. We love Cleveland. But what we really want you to know is that we're working really hard when we find these problems, which are differences that are unjust, avoidable, and preventable. We want to fix them. And we're committed in this community to long-term change, and we're committed to seeing those differences that we're talking about today disappear.